Welcome, everyone, to the latest edition of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Nico Saraceno, editor of PC. I am pleased to have you all here today for a very special episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast, one in which we break down a few of the top stories of 2023. Now, this episode was recorded prior to the December 2023 issue being released. So for the sake of this episode, we will be diving into a few of the top stories from 5 out of the 6 PC issues. So those include February, April, June, August, and October 2023. So without further ado, let's dive right in, shall we? Upon my explorations of the plethora of content that PC put out this past year, I want to start with an article penned by none other than Mahesh Virina of Parkour SC. This was published in the February issue, and it was titled Key Supply Chain Tech Trends for 2023. Now, in this article, he actually dives into 6 key supply chain tech trends on the year. So number one, according to Virina, supply chain command centers will become mainstream. Number two, deeper partner collaboration will continue to move operations beyond simple visibility. Number three, planning for the real world with increased adoption of continuous execution planning. Number four, one should expect to see greater decision intelligence and automated workflows. Number five, greater automation response to disruptions with digital twins. And six, an ongoing and increased focus on sustainability. There's no doubt that all of these hold just as much weight as the other, but the latter, number six, the increased focus on sustainability, I find that one interesting because we do cover that quite a bit in pharma commerce. Now, Virina kind of alludes to this age of cell and gene therapies and personalized medicines, the idea that each product shipment is more and more critical and more valuable. So losing a shipment is going to cost money for the manufacturer and a longer delay. Patients and patient outcomes will be at risk, or even if we look further up the supply chain, a clinical trial study can be at risk. So this is where each shipment needs to be produced and or shipped JIT, also known as just in time. So a lot of these trends do hold true. It'll be interesting to see what actually occurs here in 2024 as we approach the new year. So I'm always a fan of listicles. So that is one of several reasons why Virina's article back in February caught my eye. Now, moving forward, the following issue coming after February 2023 was April 2023, as we publish every other month. So knowing this, an article that I decided to select was from none other than Nicholas Basta, who is the editor emeritus for PC and a contributor to the publication daily. He also founded PC as well. And this article published for the April issue is titled Ramping Up DSCSA Readiness Efforts. Now, DSCSA, as many of you might know, is the Drug Supply Chain Security Act. And this article is just meant to provide just how companies are preparing for this implementation of the Drug Supply Chain Security Act, which essentially, originally by November 27th of this year, 2023, all participants in the U.S. pharma supply chain, so manufacturers, wholesaler and distributors, pharmacies, even logistics providers, are supposed to have a comprehensive interoperable electronic data system, which allows these packages to be tracked from maker to dispenser. Now, as many of you know, the FDA is providing an extra year in the sense that it will not be enforcing these rules until November 27th, 2024. However, as noted in our content that we've been putting out over the past few months, this does not mean that these members of the pharma supply chain should drag their feet in a sense, because those deadlines, of course, no matter how long you prolong them, they will be here before we know it. In his article, this was obviously written before the FDA made that announcement. But one section, he quotes a man, Barry Conlin, CEO of Overhaul. He notes that having situational awareness in real time is the essential capability to control risk and manage theft or misdirected shipments. So being able to track these packages in real time is as important as ever. So that was an important aspect to keep in mind. Now, a big theme of the piece, automation. Manufacturers already have invested billions of dollars to print 2D barcodes on packaging, which met an earlier mandate for DSCSA. But besides that, there's also an investment in case packaging automation in order for them to aggregate case data. So that is important. Wholesalers can infer the contents of cases without necessarily opening them. So, you know, that's not necessarily a DSCSA requirement, but still important nonetheless. And of course, protection by packaging, there needs to be some sort of anti-counterfeiting measures to protect brands, which we will actually get into another article by Alf Goebel of Ed & Co. So essentially, DSCSA is all about being able to track your shipments, to communicate with members of the supply chain in terms of where your package is, to provide safety, protection to consumers, you know, to protect one's brands as well, and to make sure that consumers aren't receiving counterfeit packaging. They want to receive what they paid for, which is only valid. Number three, this article is from our June 2023 publication, Manufacturing at the Speed of AI, penned by Ricardo Buda of Seven Auto Group. And it essentially revolves around how pharma can harness digitalization all the way through commercialization. In this piece, it really caught my attention because he takes a deep dive into the role of artificial intelligence throughout the pharma supply chain. He notes that, of course, AI has proven itself as a component of optimization across various aspects of this value chain. This begins from drug development all the way through commercialization. And this obviously became very prominent when the development of COVID-19 vaccines was called upon. He says, prior to the pandemic, vaccine development could take as long as 7 years. But as manufacturing priorities shifted worldwide, two effective vaccines were approved and brought to market in less than a year. So implementing this AI technology has certainly improved the speed and efficiency of this vaccine production. And indirectly, it helps the distribution process. This is just one of several impacts that AI can have in the supply chain. But looking ahead, AI has actually set its sight on the next phase of industrialization. Now, this phase of industrialization will not really focus on direct benefits to pharma companies as much, but rather it'll leverage that power to make an impact on society. So this would involve more personalized treatments through deep learning models. These kind of deep learning models can help identify unique genetic patterns in data and economically produce more variations of popular drug designs. So it's a very exciting time to be in the pharma industry. It might be cliche to say, but the opportunities are endless in this regard. So moving forward, as it relates to patient treatments and patients as a whole, my fourth breakdown of an article that really caught my attention this year as we look back on 2023 is by none other than Suzanne Shelley, PC's contributing editor. Now, this article is called Doubling Down on Drug Adherence. It was published in our August issue, and it revolves around creating a user-centric approach that harnesses both digital tools and behavioral science. Shelley notes that by doing this, it is key to both getting and maintaining patients on therapy while also improving clinical, financial, and brand success outcomes for pharma manufacturers. Now, this piece was quite substantial in terms of content. An interesting fact I could pull is that in the US, roughly half of medications are not taken as prescribed by physicians. In the United States, about half of medications are not taken as prescribed by physicians. Now, this is a standard example of non-adherence, which leads to preventable healthcare costs, hospitalizations, and deaths that cost more than $500 billion Yes, 500 billion with a B. And that represents roughly 16% of the total US healthcare costs every year. So it's important to note that the patient cannot fully be blamed for lack of patient adherence or for non-adherence, rather. Other factors include fear of discomforts, such as from self-injection or potential side effects, high out-of-pocket costs, a misunderstanding related to the importance of taking medications as prescribed, a complexity of the drug regimen or self-administration routines, lack of tangible symptoms. They might not know something is necessarily bothering them if it's not physically obvious. This is an interesting one as well. Mistrust of healthcare providers, HCPs, or healthcare systems, and anxiety and depression. These are all very, very real concerns. So it's important to develop a holistic view of the patient experience. And not only do that, but be able to understand patient behavior and changing it for the better. Now, this could be via harnessing technical and technological advances and just being more proactive with this approach. And lastly, I don't even like to use the word lastly because, as I mentioned at the top of the show, there were a variety, a plethora, rather, of articles that I could have picked from. And these are just my viewpoint on stories that stuck out over the past year. This final story, as I alluded to earlier, was written by Alf Goebel of Advanco for the October 2023 issue of PC titled Counterfeit Meds Fighting the Forgers. Now, we started to get into this when I spoke of Nick Boss's article regarding DSESA and serialization and things of that nature. And in Goebel's article, he explores the questions and considerations for pharma companies when it comes to designing and executing strategies to curb the incidence of fake drugs. He presents a lot of valid points. He begins with the latest forgery statistics, including from the Pharmaceutical Security Institute, saying the number of counterfeit medicines is on the rise. There's data that shows that nearly 6,000 pharmaceutical crime incidents were recorded in 2021, which is up 38% from the year prior and are at the highest amount since records began about 20 years ago. Number one in terms of crime incidents is in North America at 2,442. Now, the World Health Organization says that roughly 10% of medical products circulating in low and middle income countries are either substandard or falsified. According to the United Nations, when you look at sub-Saharan African nations, this share is rising closer to the 19 to 50% mark in terms of medical products that are substandard or falsified. And that raises the question, why, in fact, are medicines so attractive to forgers? One, the rise in online pharmacies is a main one. And arguably, it could be said that it's easier for perpetrators to be undetected in cyberspace because they can send out their products from an unidentified location. He also dives into how to spot forged medicines, things to look out for. Some of these include the idea of if it's too good to be true, it might possibly be fake. So the medicine could contain too much, too little, or any sort of different ingredients. It could claim to have different properties or side effects. It could have a different shape, size, taste, or color. Here's a big one. If it has an out of date or missing expiration dates, and it could potentially not contain information to hide a soda drug. So those are just a few things to look out for in that sense. Using your best judgment, obviously very imperative. And he also dives into track and trace regulation, as Basta describes, ways to tighten the supply chain. How do we tighten that supply chain? One priority would be a move toward local production and sourcing through the repatriation of the supply chains into Europe and the US. Also, there are many benefits resulting from digitalization, using digital barcode scanning systems, combining that with the latest technology. There's no doubt that it's made supply chains much more secure. And as a result, gives fraudsters a smaller window of opportunity. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, a brief look into 2023 Pharmaceutical Commerce Edition. I hope you all enjoyed the brief breakdown of the five stories that I chose to select that made an impact on the pharmaceutical commerce community. I look forward to releasing the December issue coming soon, December 2023, and continuing chatting with you all in 2024. For all you listeners, be sure to stay in the loop of our latest updates via our website at pharmaceuticalcommerce.com or on our SoundCloud page. Take care, everyone.